Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert. And just like the Balmers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Balmers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Well, it'll be Mount Tom's ball to start the second quarter as right now they trail Nelton 22-15. I tell you, Nelton, they know how to put up some points.
Yeah, they do. I tell you, though, we're out shooting them, Matt. They're shooting 44%. We're shooting 55%. We're one of two of four from the three-point line at 50%. They're one of five at 20%. The difference, though, they're 7-for-7 from the free throw line. We're one of two.
Yep. Tate with it, gives it to Rosa on the left side, down to McLean near the corner.
They're in a matchup zone now. They're in a, it's like a 3-2 zone.
Gilbert with it in the left corner, gives to McLean a low block. Good up top to Corp. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good!
Great kick out there. Ryder McLean getting Jackson Corp a step-in three.
Corp down double figures with 10. Mount Holmes cuts the margin down to 4. We're 25 seconds into the second quarter. Here's Daly with it. Gives over on the right side to Atkins. He's going to try to answer with a three of his own. It wouldn't go. And they're going to call a foul on Mount Holmes.
Yeah, they're going to get a foul. Ethan Rosa. They're going to say he backed up underneath the rebounder. And tough call, but probably the right call.
That is Rosa's first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Bombers here in the second quarter. 7:27 left to play in the half. 22-18, Nelton with the ball in the lead. It will be Green inbounding it to Daly. Now to Whitney. Up top down to Jameson. Over on the right side it goes to Atkins. Now up top to Daly. Over to Jameson on the right side. Looking to make a move to the lane. Now throws it to Whitney in the left corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Goes in. TJ Whitney already with 14 on the night.
That's his, I think he's got both their threes, and they've both been from that same corner right there.
Yep, they sure have. 25-18, 7 minutes left to play in the half. Here's McLean with it at the free throw line. Gives up top to Tate. Over to Rosa on the left side.
Nettleton went back to a man on this possession.
Over to Tate on the right. Tate's going to dribble to the elbow. Gives it to Rosa near the free throw line. Over to Corp. He's going to try another three on the left side. Good!
Why not? Why not? Jackson Corp's feeling it right now.
He's got 13. Mount Holmes cuts it back to 4. 25-21 our score.
He's 4-for-4 from behind the arc.
Wow. Ball is with Jameson. He's going to try a three of his own, and it goes in.
Woo!
Jacoby Jameson now with 10. And another timeout's going to be called. I believe by Nelton. We'll break with 6:26 left to play in the half. It is Nelton leading Mount Holmes 28-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. And watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again, and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
So, boy, the two teams kind of exchanging threes right now with 6:26 left to play in the half. It is Nelton up 28-21.
I just keep wanting to call timeouts. The playlist is unbelievable at halftime or in between here.
Nelton's already used their last 30. Here is McLean with it. He's going to try a three of his own on the left side.
Let's go. Why not?
He now has 11. Back to a four-point game. 28-24 our score. Wow. Here is Whitney with it. He's going to dribble into the lane. Throws it to Daly on the low block. He's going to get the layup. TJ Daly with 6. 30-24. Raiders up. At least it saves two possessions for this time. Here's Gilbert with it. He's going to dribble to the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. Rolls around. Won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Whitney. May have been too close.
He's a good shot.
It was a good shot. Here is Daly. He just lost the handle of the ball, and it goes out of bounds. So Matt Holm able to keep some points off the board on that possession. Vince Hardaway checking in for Nelton, replacing TJ Daly. Hardaway is a senior for the Raiders. Over 5.5 left to play in this first half. Right now it's a 6-point Raider advantage. Ball goes to Gilbert on the left side. Up top to Corp. Now to Rosa. Up top to McLean. Out to Rosa. Over on the left side, right side to Tate. Over on the left to Gilbert. Throws it to Corp. 10 left on the shot clock.
We're still okay.
Tate with it. He's going to pull up for the three on the right side. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Jameson. He's quickly back the other way with it. Jameson will throw it to Whitney in the left corner. Thought about three. Now he is going to pull the trigger. This one falls short Whitney saves it into McLean. McLean quickly back the other way for Mount Home. Throws it to Gilbert on the left side. He's going to try for the three on the left wing. This one won't go. And the rebound is chased down by Court. Mount Home will get a fresh 35.
Great hustle right there by Jackson Court.
Tate goes in for the layup. It won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Whitney. He throws out to Jameson. I'm sorry, actually, that is Hardaway with it. Ball goes over on the left side to Jameson. They'll go up top to Hardaway. Over on the right side to Whitney. Thought about the three. Now instead, he will throw it to Atkins in the right corner. His three-pointer won't go. Hardaway gets the offensive rebound. He will give it to Jameson, who goes in for the two-handed jam.
Just fed him perfect in there.
Jameson with 12. Back to a three-possession game. 32-24, Nelson up. 4:10 left to play in the first half. Tate with it up top. Gives it to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to drill to the free throw line. Throws it out to Corp on the left wing. He drills up to the top. Gives it there to Tate. Tate drills to the low block. Gives it out to Rosa. He's going to try for the three on the right side. A little strong, and the rebound's controlled by Jameson. Jameson into the front court for the Raiders. Drills to the left elbow. Throws up top to Whitney. Thought about three. Instead, he's going to dribble into the lane. Going in for the runner. Good. T.J. Whitney with 16 on the night. It's a 10-point lead for Nelton now. 34-24, less than 3.5 to play in the half. Tate across the timeline, drills to the right side. Gives out to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Whitney.
Mount Holmes cooled off here this last little bit.
Boy, Whitney, he just skies for those rebounds.
Yeah, he does.
Whitney will give it to Jameson on the right side. Drills to the elbow. Goes into the lane.
Good hands by Ryder.
Yeah,
it was
knocked away, but Jameson gets it right back. He's going to put up the jumper on the left elbow. No good, and Corp gets a rebound.
It's almost like he was just bound and determined to shoot that ball.
No question. McLean with the three-pointer on the right side. This one won't go. Tate gets offensive rebound. He goes back in for the layup. It rolls around and falls in. Blaine Tate with his first 2 points of the night. Back to a single-digit margin. 34-26. Melton up. 2:38 left in the half. Whitney's going to dribble into the lane. Pull up for the fadeaway. Good. Oh, my gosh, he's tough.
Yeah, he is.
He's got 18.
I mean, he's the one you got to know where 10's at.
Tate almost lost the handle of the ball, but is able to control it. Throws up top to Rosa. Over on the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three on the right side. No good, and the rebound's chased down by Jameson. He is quickly back the other way. Actually, that is Atkins with it. He's going to go coast to coast for the layup. Good.
Ooh, good body control there. Atkins.
Fred Atkins with his first 2 points, and Mount Tom's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 2:03 left to play in the half. It is Nelson leading Mount Tom 38-26. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
FNBC is excited to announce their new Sapphire Plus checking account. Earn 4% annual percentage yield on up to $20,000 by simply using your debit card 15 times and receiving a direct deposit each statement cycle. You'll also earn 1% APY on funds above $20,000. Stop by one of their convenient locations or visit fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
This reminder, you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home, and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman Joining you courtside for tonight's broadcast, Dylan Conley working the controls of the Bomber Sports Network. Ryan Gehringer on the camera, and Jude Dillon, our producer, back in the studio.
Tyler Padwaski checked in for Ethan Rosa during that break.
Okay.
Matt, can I have a Brad's Hour on Classic Hits 101.7 and just do the playlist that is at timeouts? I'm telling you, we have Biggie right there. This is just some jams here. Keep calling timeouts.
Gilbert with it, and he loses his footing. It's called for the travel.
Yeah, he tried to step and kind of got his foot tangled up on itself, and just kind of unfortunate there for Rhett.
1:44 left to play in the half. Nelton gets the ball back, leading 38-26.
He tried to dribble his way out of it, but he looked like he took a little step before he did that.
Ball's with Atkins. He'll give it to Green over on the left side to Hardaway. Hardaway drills into the lane. Now gives it back to Atkins. Atkins dribbles into the lane, puts up the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound as going back in the lane. Wouldn't go, but this time Green tries to hit back up. He'll be fouled on the way up, and he'll head to the free throw line with 1:20 left to play in the half. Jackson Court picks up his first personal foul, second team foul against the Bombers here in the second quarter. So Green at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and goes in. By the way, Adarian Blackburn checked in for Nelton during the timeout as Green gets both free throws. 40-26, to Nelton up. Tate into the front court with 1:15 left in the half. Tate drills to the right corner, and now he's going into the lane. Now throws out to Gilbert. Back up top to Tate. Over to Corp on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Shot was blocked, and Nelton comes up with the ball. Falls quickly into the front court with Green. He drills to the left corner. Now ball goes up top with Atkins, who steps up the offense, gives it to Green. Over on the right side to Hardaway. 42 seconds left to play in the half. Ball goes to Green. He's going to go into the lane for the runner. Rolls around and falls in.
Lefty. He's a lefty. I saw him at the line. He did a good job getting to his left hand there and finishing.
Right now, Mount's home just doesn't have an answer for Nelton.
No, they're just quicker in the paint for us.
Tate's going to pull up for the jumper in the right corner. Good.
Good job there by Blaine.
That breaks Mount's home scoring drought. He's got four. And with 19 seconds left, shot clock is off, so Nelton can't hold for the last shot of the half as they lead by 14.
Girls game, Mountain Home was up kind of like this, and Nettleton made a run back. Let's see if Mountain Home's boys can make a run back here in the second half.
Hardaway gives up top to Atkins with 6 seconds. He's going to put up the three. It won't go. Off a rebound by Tate. He's got a chance to get one last shot off, but he loses the handle of the ball, and Nelton comes up with it, and that's the way the first half's going to end. So it will be a 14-point lead for the Raiders going into the locker room. We'll come back in a moment and start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Our score, Mountain Home trailing in Nettleton 42-28. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters.